Ciao, my name is Giorgio Sardo. In this screencast, I will show you how to get started with the new web application toolkit for Internet Explorer 8. As you know, IE8 brings innovation to the web with its three new features: the web slices, the accelerators, and the visual search. Those features allow you to expose your brand and your services in front of their users, regardless where the users are on the web. Using this toolkit, you will be able to easily extend your website and make it light up in Internet Explorer 8. Let's have a look to the code now. As you can see, I'm in the folder where I installed the WebKit, and I go inside code. You can see that the toolkit comes in two different languages. The first one is C#, the second one is Visual Basic Net, but you can easily use other languages as well. So if I open the C# folder, and I open the IE8 Web Controls solution. This solution includes two projects. The first one is the library with all the controls for IE8. I will have a web slice extender, an accelerator extender, a visual search extender, and a browser helper. The second project will help you to understand how to use each control. Let's start from the web slice. As you can see in this page, I have a panel, and inside the panel I have some text. And let's say that I want to create a web slice out of this panel. This is very easy. I can use the web slice control extender that comes in my library, drag and drop it to my page, and set up a few properties. For example, the web slice ID, let's say slice 1, the web slice title, for example, my slice, the target control ID, which is the control that I want to slice, in this case, panel 1. This is enough to create a web slice. So if I run this page on the browser now, automatically my ASP.NET control for IE, which is the web slice control extender, will build all the markup needed by the browser to recognize this panel as a web slice. So the user can subscribe and can add it to his favorites bar. And now you can see that the web slice is there on the favorites bar. There are many other properties in the web slice, and we will see some of them later in this screencast. The second control I want to show you is the accelerator. In this page, I have only one button, and I can drag and drop the accelerator control extender to build automatically all the code that I need to create an accelerator. The second step is setting up a few properties. Let's start from the install description file URL, and I'm going to point this to my definition of the accelerator, which is an XML file. You find the XML file inside the accelerator folder, and this file includes some of the properties that you need to use in order to set up the accelerator. The other property I want to set on my accelerator control extender is the discovery. So I want to associate the discovery of this accelerator with the existing button on my page. And the name of the button is button 2. And I can also associate some text to my discovery, for example, install accelerator. Now let's run this in the browser. And you can see that automatically, as soon as I click on Install Accelerator, I will get my pop-up for installing the accelerator. I add it to the browser, and I can start using it straight away. As you can see, I didn't have to write any code. The control in the IE8 Web Controls library will automatically extend the current XML file and create all the logic that you need in order to start using the accelerator. The first control is the visual search. This is very similar to the accelerator. So let's drag and drop the visual search control extender, and let's set up a few properties. For example, the open search description file URL. And this is again just an XML file. For the discovery, I'm going to use a target control ID property, and I'm going to point this to button 1. If I run this demo and install my visual search provider, you will notice here that there is a new icon, which is my new search provider, and I can start searching something, and automatically I will get some result. Those features are very powerful. There is another control included in this toolkit, which is the browser helper control. As you can see in this page, I already included the browser helper control and I have a few labels. If we go in the code behind of the page, you can see that you can call methods like getBrowser, getOperatingSystem, getOSBit, getRenderingEngine from the browser helper control. And this is very useful if you want to understand quickly what browser is performing the request on your site, and also, if the browser is IE8, what rendering engine is used, for example the standard rendering mode IE8, or the compatibility mode IE7, or the QuickS mode. The second solution that you find inside this toolkit is Auction Sample. These solutions include three different projects. Again, the IE8 web controls, which include all my control, ASP.NET controls for IE8, my web website, which is a real-world scenario, and lastly, a Silverlight project. Let's run this in the browser. As you can see, I have a few indications of Internet Explorer here. For example, I have a label, this site has been optimized for Internet Explorer 8, and I have an icon for the accelerator and the visual search that allows me to install very quickly those providers. All the content that you see here is automatically generated by the ASP.NET controls for IE8. For example, let's install the visual search provider and let's install the accelerator. Notice here that if I refresh the browser, automatically the controls will detect that they already installed, those services are already installed in the browser, and they will not show me anymore the icon to install them. And I can start using straight away, for example, I can search for site, and I can use my new Find with Auction Search Accelerator, which is going to give me a nice preview, and I can also navigate inside this preview. The other control that I just installed is the visual search provider for this website. For example, let's search for book. And I'm going to get a very nice suggestion, visual suggestions, or all the books available on this site. Let's have a look to the code to generate this. And let's open the master page. In the master page, you can find the visual search control extender. And this time, we are not using an external XML file. Instead, all the properties are defined inside this control. And the same happens for the accelerator control extender, where I'm defining all the properties of the accelerator inside this page. Lastly, I have a browser helper control, which is displaying the browser that is used right now by the user. The other feature that has been implemented in this site is the web slice. For example, let's search for mouse. You can see that I have a result here, and if I subscribe to the mouse, automatically I'm going to get a web slice in my favorites bar. The web slice contains some really rich content, and I can have some really nice animation. In fact, this content has been created using a Silverlight project. The architecture of the web slice is very flexible. In this case, I'm using an alternative update source and an alternative display source. If we open the auction items, this is where the user is going to discover the web slice. And you can see that I'm pointing to an alternative update source. If you look inside the alternative update source, I'm using the web slice control. And the web slice control have other properties, for example, the time to leave or the bookmark. If we look at the code behind of this page, we're going to find even another property, the alternative display source, which lastly is the page that is going to host my Silverlight visualization. So in this screencast, we've seen how to quickly start using the ASP.NET Web Slice Accelerator, Visual Search, and Browser Helper controls. You can find more documentation inside the overview document, and you can also look at the next step, for example, customizing even further the accelerator, or start using the other new standards included and implemented in Internet Explorer 8. If you need more information, you will find videos on channel9.com or on the MSDN, or in general, microsoft.com WAC Web. This was Giorgio Sardo from the Evangelism team. Thank you very much. Ciao!